This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Chhattisgarh, 27 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the Bujmar area of Narayanpur district today. A top leader of Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A security personnel was martyred during the exchange of fire.
A team of District Reserve Guard of Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon districts of Chhattisgarh started a joint operation 2 days ago after receiving intelligence input of the presence of a large number of Maoists and a top cadre of Naxalites in Abujmar area. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces continues since this morning. A top leader of Naxalites, CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju, is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pride at the success of country's security forces for their remarkable success in the operation against Maoists at Chhattisgarh today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Government is committed to eliminating the menace of Maoism and ensuring a life of peace and progress for country's people." Home Minister Amit Shah has termed today's operation against Maoists in Chhattisgarh as a landmark achievement in the battle to eliminate Naxalism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that in the operation in Narayanpur, security forces have neutralized 27 dreaded Maoists, including Nambala Keshav Rao, alias Basav Raju. He was the General Secretary of CPI Maoist, topmost leader and the backbone of the Naxal movement. The Home Minister noted that this is the first time in 3 decades of India's battle against Naxalism that a General Secretary-ranked leader has been neutralized by nation's forces. He applauded the brave security forces and agencies for this major breakthrough. India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, with 2 all-party delegations leaving for 9 nations today. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for 5-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde is also embarking on a visit to UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. Talking to media before the departure of his delegation, Mr. Sanjay Jha said, "Terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism."
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है, इनके नकाब को उतारना। वहां से कोई 2-4 लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं, पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है, पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से। इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बताना, ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे।
India has rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding Indian involvement with the incident in Khuzdar earlier today and termed these as baseless. In response to media queries regarding allegations by Pakistan, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said it has become second nature for Pakistan to blame India for all its internal issues in order to divert attention from its reputation as the global epicenter of terrorism and to hide its own gross failings. The centre has issued a notice to cab aggregator Uber over advanced tip issue and sought an explanation from the platform. In a social media post, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said, "Forcing or nudging users to pay a tip in advance for faster service is unethical and exploitative." Banu Mushtaq's short story collection Heart Lamp has won the International Booker Prize in London. Ms. Banu has become the first Indian author writing in Kannada to win the prestigious International Booker Prize. Her award-winning work, Heart Lamp, is a collection of 12 short stories translated into English by Deepa Bhasthi. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals have opted to bowl first against Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium. This is a must-win match for both teams. If Mumbai wins, the equation is straightforward, with the Hardik Pandya-led side directly qualifying for the playoffs. On the other hand, if Delhi wins, they stay alive in the playoff race and will need to defeat Punjab Kings in their final encounter to qualify. And that is the end of this news bulletin.